Nia Malfus.
Hey, Nia.
Hey, how's it going?
Nia.
Hello.
All right, you. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Good.
We're going to wait a minute or two more for Jonathan and Jan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start. I think it probably, since we do have a quorum, don't we?
Yes, sir. You've got five.
All right. We're not going to do business. I was just going to go ahead and tell everybody that I thought that it would be conducive to a simple meeting, just rather than have everyone come to Little Rock or come to the Capitol and have a sit-down meeting, that we could do this by phone. If for some reason that it takes longer or there's more issues than what is on the agenda, then we can deal with that and reschedule something. And I don't think we have to do it by the end of the year, but if we had to, we could. So anyway, it's a matter of convenience if we can handle it that way. Did anybody else come on?
This is Jonathan Rogers.
Hey,
hello,
Jonathan.
Mr. Rogers.
Melanie, did Ms. Zimmerman, Commissioner Zimmerman, indicate that she might not be participating today?
No, I actually just talked to her a few minutes ago. She said she was, but
is
in the middle of nowhere, so she may be having problems with her reception.
Okay. We'll give it a minute or two more.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Jan
Zimmerman. Good morning.
Hey, Jan. All right. Well, good that we're live on recording. This is Chuck Banks. I'm acting as the chair of this commission. And this is our December 18th, isn't it, meeting. I was just explaining to the rest of the commissioners that I decided that it would be probably reasonable, and the commission would approve that we change to have this by phone rather than a sit-down meeting, given the fact that it's the last meeting of the year, could be, and because we have what appears to be a short agenda or an agenda that's not going to take a great amount of time, then this would be more of a convenience for the commissioners. If it does take longer than we expect, then we'll deal with that as we proceed. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to call the meeting to order, and if you would, please call the roll or just identify yourself for the record.
I'll call the roll, Mr. Banks.
All right, thank you.
Chairman Banks.
I'm here.
Nathan Evers.
Here.
Tommy May.
Here.
Justice Tuck.
Here.
Philip Fletcher.
Here.
Jonathan Rogers.
Here.
Jan Zimmerman.
Present.
All right. Did everyone receive their notice and receive the agenda prior to the meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you had an opportunity to read the minutes of the last meeting so that we can vote on that as the next item of business?
Yes.
Is there anyone that needs any more time to review, or is there any discussion about the minutes? I'm not hearing any, so I'm going to invite, if there's been sufficient time, a motion for approval of the minutes of the last meeting, or corrections or additions.
Approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Who's
all
second?
Favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Never seconded.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I think most of you, since you've got the agenda, and we talked about it to some extent at the last meeting, this meeting is solely for the purpose of our duties under the constitutional section 9 for the termination of evaluation and increase of salaries or any review of salaries for the remaining group. I've lost my agenda here. Sorry. Read it, Melanie. I can't pull it up.
It's for the discussion of
discussion of salary adjustments for constitutional officers and General Assembly members. Does everybody understand?
Yes.
And so let me tell you what I hope this discussion will concentrate on. If you need to give us any input whatsoever about that changes what I said, the purpose is for us to finish this group of people. This entire group has made no request directly or indirectly for anything more than to review the salaries. They've not requested an increase or an adjustment in any manner or any change in the benefits whatsoever that the salary would provide. So do you understand that any differently, Liam?
Me? No, that was my understanding of why we were having this meeting this morning.
Okay. So I'm going to open the floor now then if everyone is in agreement for discussion on the constitutional officers, remaining constitutional officers.
This is Philip Fletcher. I think we should fall in line with what we did on the remainder the other day. The 2.5% seemed to fall in line with what we're seeing in all the other areas of government. But except, of course, we've had some issues about the military raises and the raises for the I won't say Social Security being 1.6, but I still think the 2.5 comes in line with what we're seeing around the country.
Now, go ahead. Who was that?
Philip Fletcher.
Was somebody else have comments just then?
This is Annabelle. I agree with Philip.
This is Nathan Evers. I concur also, and I think just for simplicity, if we do the 2.5%, I think we ought to do the 2.5% and maybe round up slightly so that we've got even numbers instead of all these odd numbers with pennies on them.
Anybody else have a discussion on it?
I'd say this is Jonathan Rogers. I agree with Philip. I just think, you fall in line and kind of set the standard as we go forward, to give them the same as we do others. We got a reason for it, and it makes sense.
Now, let me ask a question. Is this 2.5%, am I clear that it's a cost of living increase or it's a salary increase, or what exactly is it?
Cost of living was what I had understood that where I've research I have done, the cost of living was about 2.5%.
I agree. This is Nathan. I agree.
All right. Now, let me ask this question. Is there a sense that if they're not asking for the cost of living increase, that we should not assess this to this particular category of people?
I think we should give it because I think part of the problem before the commission was created was it's very hard politically for the legislators, et cetera, to ask. I have a feeling that that was the whole problem before the independent commission was created. So I think the fact that they didn't ask is not indicative of need.
It's not
totally
indicative of need.
Who was that?
Who was the last person?
Jan Zimmerman. I agree with Annabelle. I see that they could perceive a conflict of coming to us and asking for an increase with a commission that they basically help put into place. And I agree with the cost of living raise, 2.5%.
All right, let me pose one other question, and thank you for that feedback. I've not talked to any of the constitutional officers directly on the subject, of course. Here's my question, hypothetically. Do you sense that you may have privately some dialogue, feedback, if you will, that they didn't really, in an election season, in an election environment, they didn't really want a cost of living increase, or does that even make any difference to your feelings about uniformity?
This Tommy May, I agree with the discussions about going ahead and doing it, whether they ask for it or not. And I go back to the discussion last time, is that, you know, we're out of sync in certain categories because we've done it a little bit different every year. And it seems like to me that we want to have a plan and then we want to follow it every year. If in fact we have some, not necessarily the judges or anything, but if we have some categories where people are outside the parameters of their range, then to give them an adjustment really doesn't accomplish anything. To give them adjustment, but we make them outside their range anyway. And I don't know that I've heard anything that says we are going to adjust that. So, again, I vote in favor of 2.5 and the rounding. But I just remind us that if we're doing that in the form of a cost of living increase, if we don't look at those ranges and decide to keep people inside of it, we've really not accomplished anything for the other for this committee going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Questions, comments?
This is Philip Fletcher. I'd just like to make a comment that, you know, as an employer, you know, you have people that, I mean, we're all working, they're all working for the government, for the state of Arkansas. You know, and you have people that whine and dine, like to have a raise, that's great, and you want to support that. But the people that are quiet, hey, they deserve the same raise as anybody else. And it being an election year, hey, we don't know who's going to win, so I think it's only fair we don't let that be an issue.
This is Nathan.
Well,
I agree with your comment.
I think that's a good dialogue, good input. I see no reason, unless there are others, and I'm not in any way trying to speed this up beyond what you want to do, but I see no reason not to open and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Nathan.
This is Anna.
I move we do the 2.5% salary increase and round those up slightly to where they are even numbers, and I have made computations if you'd like to jot down these numbers. Governor, 152,000. Lieutenant Governor, 44,700. Attorney General, 140,000. Secretary of State, 97,000. Treasurer, Auditor, and Commissioner of Lands, $91,600. Members of the General Assembly, $42,500. Senate Pro Tem and Speaker of the House, $48,500. And that's my motion.
My only question to that is, we didn't really do that for the justices when it comes to rounding up. So I'll do whatever the commission votes.
I'm a little bit concerned about that too. I'm not concerned about the motivation.
Right.
And can I say something else here? I don't know whether I'm the only one that still continues to be confused about the terminology we're using on the 2.5%, or whether it doesn't really make any difference. The 2.5%, as I understood it, was a cost of living increase, not a salary adjustment.
Correct.
Am I wrong? Am I right?
Oh, this is Nia Malthus. And okay, so I keep hearing this question, and this is what I'm assuming you're really asking. The constitutional amendment, Article 19, speaks in terms of salary adjustments and certain procedures that are triggered by proposed salary adjustments. What we're discussing today is a salary adjustment. It's effectively going to adjust the salaries of all of these officers and legislators. So by calling it a COLA or whatever other term you want to call it, it's still equivalent to a salary adjustment that would trigger the need for a public comment period and so forth.
So, okay. Annabelle, you're saying that no matter what we call it, that's what it is under the amendment?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, let me go back then, if we could. It's still not a second on the motion that's on the floor, so we can still discuss it. Am I correct? Commissioner Fletcher, was it your intent that your proposal of 2.5% be used as a cost of living increase, or was it an increase their salaries?
Well, I would say it's more of an increase of a cost of living raise was what I was.
excuse me. All right. Well,
this is Nathan. Apparently, from the comment that was just made, she's saying that regardless of whether what we call it, it's a salary adjustment.
Correct. And I didn't know if that was a concern. I just wanted to throw it out there just in case that's the reason why we're discussing whether this is a COLA versus a raise.
Well, it sounds like it's not a concern, but let's do this. The last discussion on the motion and the numbers that were given was the input was don't round it off. Did I hear that correctly?
Correct.
Yes.
All right. Well, we need to decide that. Now, as I understand it, clear me up if I'm wrong, we've got a motion on the table to adopt the 2.5 increase, and then the figures that were given by Nathan were a rounding off. I'd like to hear your dialogue about whether or not we go forward with the motion as is, except the math of 2.5% is what it is, rather than rounding anything off.
This is Annabelle. I think we should just go with the 2.5%.
I agree.
And what did she say? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it all.
I just think we should go with the 2.5% and let the figures do what they do. And I understand the desire to keep it even, but I think the way we handled it earlier with the judiciary, we need to stay consistent.
Okay. Is there other discussion on it? So... Can someone state the motion then with some clarity that so that we can have a vote? I think it's pretty clear. It's a 2.5% for this group of constitutional employees, officers, without a salary benefit or whatever the term we've been using, without rounding or adjusting another numbers other than what it mathematically ends up being. Or words to that effect. Is that, am I right? Am I on the same page with
you?
Yes.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion, Philip Fletcher.
And I'll second Tommy Matthew.
And there was a second by Tommy?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, excuse me.
We're talking 2.5%
all in favor? Now, do you want to have any more discussion? I don't want to be pushing this. I'm just trying to make sure we don't get fouled up over the telephone communications. We have the motion and a second.
So moved.
Is there any other discussion on the motion or the second? Then I call for the vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
The motion carries. Now, shall we proceed then to the next category, which are members of the legislature, which would be the General Assembly, the House, and the Senate?
That motion should have taken care of all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that, did it? Okay, that's good.
That's the way I understood it, Mr. Banks. This is Melanie.
That's why you understood it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then the next item of business is this. We've performed the meetings that were required of us and performed them well, in my opinion, and thank everybody for your attendance and your input and your thought. So we're not required to meet again until I think it one time next year is a minimum, and I would say to you that I would think that we would discuss that now because it's the next item of business, and the issue is whether or not we want to meet in late March or April, because I think to meet in January or December, we won't really have an item of business to discuss. That's the way it's worked in the past. There's really nothing's going to come up until after March. But I'll do whatever you want to do. That's just my input. So the item of business is the date of our next meeting. Excuse me.
So I move, this is Annabelle, that we have our next meeting on Wednesday, April the 8th.
Wednesday, April the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. That works for me. Anybody else have sufficient foresight to...
Looks good for me. It's
good. I'm sorry?
It looks good to me.
Yeah, this is Nathan.
All right.
Me.
Yep. That sounds like a pretty good consensus.
Mr. Banks, do you want to meet at the Capitol on that day?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman. Excuse me.
Yes. Yeah, I heard someone ask for the chair.
Well, somebody, one of the ladies had something to say, and then I...
This is Nia Malfus, and I just wanted to reiterate what needs to happen now since there's been a proposed salary adjustment. So there needs to be public notice of the proposed adjustment, and any data that was reviewed in coming up with a proposed adjustment. And then there has to be an opportunity for the public to provide comments, just as we do with all of the other adjustment proposals. After that, historically, the commission has finalize these adjustments with a resolution which is filed with the auditor. So after the public comment period, what I can do is circulate or ask Melanie to circulate a draft resolution which indicates what the commission just voted on today, and it would need to be passed by a vote and then signed and filed with the auditor. So what I'm saying is we need to have another meeting to pass the resolution that embodies what the commission just proposed to do today.
All right, then I think then if we're going to do that, then we don't, now let me rephrase what I was saying. We don't have to have that meeting before the end of this year. We can meet in January, can we not?
Correct.
Okay. Then what does the group say about a date in January for this meeting?
How much would the 10 days be?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking, it's 10 days, correct, for comments?
Yes, that's what I understand.
Well, that's not what Article 19 says, I think. Traditionally, that's what the commission's been doing. The only guidance we get from the Constitution is that it doesn't exceed 45 days, but that's never been an issue. So,
well, are you giving us a legal opinion that we need to wait 45 days?
No.
Okay.
The only thing I said was that's the only timeline that the Constitution provides with respect to the public comment period, and it just says it shall not exceed more than 45 days.
So the public comment period and the days leading up to that has to be 10 days, and then we meet. Is that correct?
No. The public comment period just needs to be a reasonable opportunity. If you're asking me if I think 10 days is reasonable, I would say yes, but that's really up to the commission.
Okay. I'm going to move it. Well, I won't move. I'm going to ask and entertain discussion as to whether or not Wednesday the 22nd of January or Tuesday the 21st of January works to meet on this.
This is Nathan. I think, as I recall, the last time we did this, there was a resolution sent out, and I don't remember if there was a conference call to confirm that, or if we actually, I think there was a conference call, or there was a response back to Melanie, as I recall, not that we had to meet.
I thought we did a conference call, but I can't remember, but I didn't want to get
to a conference call to vote on the resolution.
Okay.
That works. 21st or 22nd is fine with me. This is Nathan.
So is the will of the group to do a conference call?
Yes.
All right, then pick your date. Either one of them work for me.
22. I pick January 22.
Sounds good.
I agree.
Is there anybody that's opposed to the 22nd? All right. I don't think that requires a motion, but if it does, then it was approved unanimously. So we're going to meet at the Capitol on January the 22nd at 10 o'clock a.m. Is that
No, sir. We're going to have a conference call.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. I just said that by accident. Conference call at 10 a.m.
Correct.
Yes. All right. Well, here's what I would like to say to the commission, and I think I can say it clearly. We can be heard. I want to commend all of you for a very smooth session and a good meetings and good attention to detail. And I think that you've done a good job and should be pleased with your first year's service. And we don't take time to do this very often, but I will tell you, I hope that for each of you, we won't talk again, I'm sure, for any reason that I can foresee and until after the holiday season. I wish you, your families, a great holiday season and a Merry Christmas, and thank you for your service to our state.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you,
too.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Mr. Chairman. Is there any Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I need some clarification, and, you know, maybe it seems like I'm the only one that is confused, but when we met at the Capitol, we started this discussion, we had a report, and it showed by groupings where the salary was versus four benchmarks, Tennessee, some other places. Now, when we approved this salary adjustment, and I agree with it, it is basically across the board. Is that correct? Except for those early, the first four judges categories, maybe that was adjusted. But the question is, when we compare to those benchmarks, does it mean anything? You know, if we got somebody that's outside that benchmark and we're giving them an adjustment, 2.5%, you know, they're going to stay outside that benchmark. And it seems like that we as a group, if we're going to use that, we use it. In contrast, if they're below those ranges and we're only giving them 2.5, they're not going to ever catch up. And it seems like our responsibility would, if there is a, if they are over or under, that we would then have to make a decision of that adjustment being more or less than 2.5. Now, I've said this several times, and like I said, I may be the only one confused, but I would like an answer or some discussion whether we're going to use those ranges or not.
Well, I can't answer this. This is Chuck. I can't answer it, and I'm embarrassed because I can't answer it because I'm not sure I understand it. The communication of by phone is difficult. If somebody else can repeat a little bit of what was just said, I'm not sure I'm understanding. Did the benchmark mean that we're taking someone up above or outside the 2.5% that causes a problem, either up or down? Is that what you're basically saying?
All I'm saying is we had three or four areas that we looked at out of state that would tell us whether or not we were higher or lower than those areas.
Right, I understand that.
And some of them we decided, well, it just doesn't matter. They're close enough. They're within those parameters. But some of them were lower than the lowest, and some were higher than the highest. Well, in business, what you would do is say, state, every job has a worth. And if it's in that range, okay, but it, the 2.5 is fine. But if they're outside that range, then you would you give them less, or you would give them more to get them in the range. If the range doesn't mean anything, just say that and I'll keep them out. I just need some clarity on that.
I personally don't see that, but I may just need to be thinking harder on what you're saying. I don't see that as a problem, but that doesn't mean that's just me. Anybody else see it as a problem or impacting the decision we just made?
This is Nathan. We looked at those various charts, and I think probably what Tommy's referring to is the one that had governors in other positions like Arkansas, and most states were, somewhere within the range up or down. Right. I think the bottom line really is whether or not we are even concerned about setting salaries in Arkansas based on what other states are paying.
Well, we never have. We're using the benchmark of the salaries that were passed by the last commission.
Correct.
We're just adding 2.5% on the salaries of the people that we voted on. We use those benchmarks as a high-low range category of the best judgment we thought we could provide of what contiguous states that are same or similar in the economic and all that makeup. I just don't see that being at all what we're trying to do.
Okay.
Tailor make something because of what they charge or what they pay in Iowa.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I brought it up, but I think that's what Tommy's asking.
Okay. I don't think it's a problem. I think we're clearly within the confines of what we're supposed to be doing. Unless somebody sees it differently, I don't see that as a problem. But again, I'm just one member. I just happen to be the chairperson. I'm not trying to tell you I know more than you do by any stretch, but
is a problem. I do see it as a issue.
I think the bigger benchmark that we dealt with and addressed and then decided to go upward is whether we do anything at all, period, end of sentence. We already looked at that. I don't think the benchmarks as the information we looked at from other contiguous states really have any major bearing on it as for what we're doing now.
That's fine.
I agree.
I just don't see why we look at it, though, but that's okay.
This is Annabelle, and I think even if you look at when we looked at other states, our real, on judges' salaries, we were able to look at other states, but I'll tell you what we were more looking at was internal consistency, if you recall, between the circuit bench salaries, the Court of Appeals, and the Supreme Court, and the district judges. So I think it's really hard to compare with other states and what are not just, the economies of other states, but it sometimes you just don't know if it's apples and oranges when you start comparing with other states.
Now, that was my first meeting. We did use it. We did compare it, so I thought it was meaningful. And but going forward, I'll not speak to that since you're saying that we don't. We're not paying any attention to it, so I assume there's no reason to do that. But I do believe, again, that was my first meeting, and if that was a benchmark, I felt like we should pay attention to it, or it'll always be wrong one way or the other. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Well, if I said not paying any attention to it as a phraseology, I didn't mean that we were ignoring it. I just meant that it's not of concern in that it's not we're not mistreating it or not ignoring it. We've looked at it and we have a benchmark and we've dealt with it. But We can take it up again at our next meeting if you want to talk about it more.
I'm through with it. I've made my point.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, is any more discussion, any new business, old business, or other business that we need to take up, especially on the last subject that we've just been discussing? Has everybody said their piece, or is there anybody that wants to have anything else to say about the last discussion?
Chairman Banks, this is Melanie, and I just want to put out there publicly, and I will put it on the website also, that the public notice period begins. I'll begin it tomorrow, and then it will go through when y'all do your conference call on January 22nd.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for all the great work you've done, and Nia, too, for the help in making this run smooth. So this isn't goodbye. It's just happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Any reason we should not be in adjournment?
Thank you.
All right. Be safe, everybody.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.